Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to this Sunday and its readings, and this Sunday is a particularly special one. This is the feast, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, most commonly known to us as Corpus Christi Sunday. Brothers and sisters, once again, I want to get this into your framework of thinking, that when we celebrate something in the life of the church, especially in regard to the sacraments, we don't celebrate a past event, even though something particular may be connected to that celebration. Nevertheless, what we celebrate is eternal life. And when we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ, it is as though the time of Holy Thursday, when the Lord first instituted the body and blood of Christ, when he first instituted this unspeakable gift to us, it is as though it were in that first moment. You're not celebrating a past event, you're celebrating an ongoing reality. So when we celebrate this feast of Corpus Christi this Sunday, let us thank God for what he has given and for what he continues to give and for what he will always give, which is himself to us. Please take that to heart. It can make us so grateful, so full of faith, so full of hope, so confident in his love, so willing then to give that love to others because we are so much on the receiving end. God shares himself with us in the most intimate way he can. He gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink for our salvation. The opening prayer says, O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial, that is, in memory of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption. That we may experience in our lives, brothers and sisters, in our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our hearts, our emotions, our intellect, our will, that we may experience the fruit of feeding and drinking the body and blood of Jesus Christ himself. And he is never diminished by his gift. It is we who, if we receive in faith, grow and expand and mature and flourish, because we are made in the image and likeness of God. And God feeds us and gives us to drink of himself. Of himself, that we might more and more reflect his image and likeness. Thank him. Thank him every day. It's what you were created for. It's what you were created for. It's the most important thing you are created for, is to more and more reflect the image and likeness of Jesus Christ within yourself. And he feeds you on himself, that that may happen in you. Let's take a look at the reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 3 to 8. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice. Now hear that. When Moses came and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, all the commandments, all that the Lord had taught them, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Can you say that? Will you say that? We will do everything that the Lord has told us. By his grace, if God has given totally of himself to you, the least we can do in return is to give our poor, weak, frail, fragile, humble bodies, minds, and spirits to him in return, because he can purify, he can strengthen until we become like him. That's the process. We will do everything that the Lord has told us. And that's where it begins, brothers and sisters, that we're willing to follow the Lord, willing to do His will, His way. Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." How close are you to that kind of adoration, that kind of thanksgiving, that kind of worship? God's Holy Spirit can enable you to come to that place where you can say that, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." And then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of his." Now, that was Old Testament. It was symbolic. It was signifying, even if they didn't know, it was signifying what was to come when the very blood of Jesus Christ would be poured out on Calvary for you and me. "I will take the cup of salvation," says the psalmist, Psalm 116. "I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me?" Listen to the response. "The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord." I will feed on him, brothers and sisters. "Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds." How many bonds has Christ broken for you that you might be free? "To you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people." And the reading of the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 to 15. "Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption." So no longer is it the blood of animals. It's his blood for us. "For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God? For this reason, he is a mediator of a new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance." That's what God has for us. Let us honor God and thank him. Let us use this weekend as a weekend of thanksgiving to God that he gave up himself and then gave us himself, that we might live forever. Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 12 to 16, and verses 22 to 26. "On the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, 'Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?' He sent two of his disciples and said to them, 'Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, "The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" And then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." Must have been something for those disciples to follow the Lord's directions, very practical directions. The disciples went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it. This is my body." And then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." This is what he said right before he died. This is part of the Last Supper narrative. And he says, until the day, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And that wine become blood, brothers and sisters, is available to you at every Mass. Look at the gracious, incredible mercy of God to feed us on himself that we might live forever. Brothers and sisters, I want over the next few weeks to offer you a new booklet, and you'll find information for it at the end of the program. But it is a booklet by Ralph Martin called The Final Confrontation. I'd like you to read it, and I'd like to get your input on it. So you can just purchase it. I'll give the information at the end of the program. You can purchase it. And you can receive a free copy of it simply by calling our 800 number. You can also purchase additional copies. Usually what I offer are the things that I have written, but in this case, I'd like you to read this booklet entitled The Final Confrontation, and I want your feedback. I want to hear what you think about it, all right? So brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this feast of Corpus Christi, let me say in closing, there is a beautiful prayer called the sequence for the feast of Corpus Christi. It's going to be in every missalette. You'll have the readings there for the sequence. It's the great hymn for the feast of Corpus Christi. And I want to close this book with just reading some of those verses. "Loud, O Zion, your salvation, loud with hymns of exaltation, Christ your King and Shepherd true. Bring him all the praise you know. He is more than you bestow. Never can you reach his due. Special theme for glad thanksgiving is the quickening and the living bread today before you set. From his hands of old partaken, as we know by faith unshaken, where the 12 at supper met. Full and clear ring out your chanting, joy nor sweetest grace be wanting. From your heart let praises burst, for today the feast is holden, when the institution olden of that supper was rehearsed. Hear the new law's new oblation, by the new king's revelation, ends the form of ancient rite. Now the new the old effaces, truth away the shadow chases, light dispels the gloom of night. Happy Feast of Corpus Christi. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.